Welcome to Gospel Gains, where the goal each week is to pass on helpful tips and tidbits for greater effectiveness in gospel ministry. My name is Mark Fodale, and I'm honored to walk alongside you each week as your virtual trainer and seasoned counselor. Now, as we begin this episode, I need to let you know that this is the final episode for this inaugural season of Gospel Gains. That's right, we're shutting down the training room until late August. Why? Well, the answer is pretty simple. This podcast, which was originally started with the primary audience of student leaders in the campus Christian fellowships that we serve as a college ministry in mind. While a number of others have been tuning in each week, for which I am deeply humbled and immensely grateful. As you well know, campus ministry works in seasons and cycles. And the spring semester is about to come to an end, with the summer break fast approaching. And thus, Gospel Gains will itself take a break. But never fear, Lord willing, we will be back for the start of the 2024-2025 academic year with more principles and practices for your encouragement and training. And if you're a student in our ministry and have been listening in regularly, I'd love to hear what has been helpful and what could be even better. So feel free to drop me a line, or if you are at our upcoming Focus Conference, just talk to me there. I really would love to hear from you and even grab some time with you. So as we end this season, a simple image and a powerful principle has been lodged in my mind. Now, perhaps it's because of the thrilling on-court athleticism of the NCAA March Madness tournament. Maybe it was seeing Caitlin Clark break with apparent ease every record in the world of women's basketball. But no matter the cause, a phrase that is often used in the world of basketball has, believe it or not, some clear applications to the world of ministry. And here it is. Keep the ball in your court. That's right. Keep the ball in your court. Now, in basketball, that meaning is clear. Keep hold of that basketball, at least until the time is right for a shot or a strategic pass. What does that mean? Just don't hand the ball away. No unforced errors. Run after any loose ball. Why? Because the team that controls the ball controls the game. So keep the ball in your court. Now, how does this apply to gospel ministry? Well, one of the keys to effective leadership is to keep the ball in your court, especially in regard to new relationships, outreach efforts, and even the beginning of discipling people. And so I found it easy, and maybe you have as well, to meet a new person, you know, at a fellowship event or a church meeting or an outreach table, and either leave the ball rolling somewhere on the court or down the sidelines, or to put the ball in the hands of the other person. So this is what that looks and even sounds like. Hey, great meeting you. Hope to see you around sometime. Okay, stop. Did you notice? The ball of the relationship is simply rolling away untended down the court. Hey, give me a call sometime if you want to get together. Did you hear it? You put the ball in their hands. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, there's a Bible study later this week. Here's the info. Hope to see you there. Again, the ball of following through is placed squarely and firmly in the other person's hands. Now, can I encourage you, as much as possible, to keep the ball in your court? Here's some ways that that can happen. Thanks for stopping by. Could I have your contact information? I'll plan to reach out later this week and see when we can grab some time. Here's another example. It was really nice meeting you. We have a dinner coming up next week that I'd love to see you at. Can I have your number so I can text you all the details? Here's another. So glad you came. I go to a Bible study that meets on Tuesday night. Can I drop by and pick you up? Or better yet, could we grab a meal beforehand and just walk on over together? Here's one last one. You seem really interested in our church or our fellowship. What's your schedule like on Wednesday mornings? Could we meet up for a cup of coffee at that cafe over there? Okay, did you see it? Did you hear it? I kept the relational ball in my hands as much as possible. Rather than handing off the initiative for next steps to the other person, you know, hope to see you around, give me a call if you want to come to Bible study. I kept it firmly in my grasp. As much as possible, when I meet someone new, I want to have some clear and specific next steps in mind, and I want to take the lead in nailing down those next steps as much as I can. Sadly, what I've noticed over the years is that many leaders let relational balls drop, or they hand off the ball to the other person and hope that they will follow through. And may I strongly encourage you not to do that. Keep the ball in your court, and maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to put up some gospel points on the board by the end of the game. Hey, thanks for listening to Gospel Gains. Till we are together again in a few months, remember these words from the Apostle Paul that he wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, verses 7 to 8. Train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.